Principle 1.7. Pain plus reflection equals progress. There is no avoiding pain, especially if you're going after ambitious goals. Believe it or not, you are lucky to feel that kind of pain if you approach it correctly, because it is a signal that you need to find solutions so you can progress. If you can develop a reflective reaction to psychic pain that causes you to reflect on it rather than avoid it, it will lead to your rapid learning and evolving. After seeing how much more effective it is to face the painful realities that are caused by your problems, mistakes, and weaknesses, I believe you won't want to operate any other way. It's just a matter of getting in the habit of doing it. Most people have a tough time reflecting when they are in pain, and they pay attention to other things when the pain passes, so they miss out on the reflections that provide the lessons. If you can reflect well while you're in pain, which is probably too much to ask, great. But if you can remember to reflect after it passes, that's valuable too. I created a pain button app to help people do this, which I'll describe in the appendix. The challenges you face will test and strengthen you. If you're not failing, you're not pushing your limits. And if you're not pushing your limits, you're not maximizing your potential. Though this process of pushing your limits, of sometimes failing and sometimes breaking through, and deriving benefits from both your failures and your successes, is not for everyone. If it is for you, it can be so thrilling that it becomes addictive. Life will inevitably bring you such moments, and it will be up to you to decide whether you want to go back for more. If you choose to push through this often painful process of personal evolution, you will naturally ascend to higher and higher levels. As you climb above the blizzard of things that surrounds you, you will realize that they seem bigger than they really are when you are seeing them up close, that most things in life are just another one of those. The higher you ascend, the more effective you become at working with reality to shape outcomes toward your goals. What once seemed impossibly complex becomes simple. A. Go to the pain rather than avoid it. If you don't let up on yourself and instead become comfortable always operating with some level of pain, you will evolve at a faster pace. That's just the way it is. Every time you confront something painful, you are at a potentially important juncture in your life. You have the opportunity to choose healthy and painful truth or unhealthy but comfortable delusion. The irony is that if you choose the healthy, painful route, the pain will soon turn into pleasure. The pain is the signal. Like switching from not exercising to exercising, developing the habit of embracing the pain and learning from it will get you to the other side. By getting to the other side, I mean that you will become hooked on identifying, accepting, and learning how to deal with your weaknesses, preferring that the people around you be honest with you rather than to keep their negative thoughts about you to themselves, and being yourself rather than having to pretend to be strong where you are weak. B. Embrace tough love. In my own life, what I wanted to give people, most importantly to the people I love, is the power to deal with reality to get what they want. In pursuit of my goal to give them strength, I will often deny them what they want because that will give them the opportunity to struggle so that they can develop the strength to get what they want on their own. This can be difficult for people emotionally, even if they understand intellectually that having difficulties is the exercise they need to grow strong, and that giving them what they want will weaken them and ultimately lead to them needing more help. Of course, most people would prefer not to have weaknesses. Our upbringings and our experiences in the world have conditioned us to be embarrassed about our weaknesses and to hide them. But people are happiest when they can be themselves. If you can be open with your weaknesses, it will make you freer and it will help you deal with them better. I urge you not to be embarrassed about your problems, recognizing that everyone has them. Bringing them to the surface will help you break your bad habits and develop good ones, and you will acquire real strengths and justifiable optimism. This evolutionary process of productive adaptation and ascent, the process of seeking, obtaining, and pursuing more and more ambitious goals, does not just pertain to how individuals and society move forward. It is equally relevant when dealing with our setbacks, which are inevitable. At some point in your life, you will crash in a big way. You might fail at your job or with your family, lose a loved one, suffer a serious accident or illness, or discover the life you imagined is out of reach forever. There are a whole host of ways that something will get you. At such times, you will be in pain and might think that you don't have the strength to go on. You almost always do, however. Your ultimate success will depend on you realizing that fact, even though it might not seem that way at the moment. This is why so many people who have endured setbacks that seemed devastating at the time ended up as happy or even happier than they originally were after they successfully adapted to them. The quality of your life will depend on the choices you make at those painful moments. The faster one appropriately adapts, the better. No matter what you want out of life, your ability to adapt and move quickly and efficiently through the process of personal evolution will determine your success and your happiness. If you do it well, you can change your psychological reaction to it so that what was painful can become something you almost crave.